Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line. So we were in the middle of the sugya over here about rice bread, and that if the bracha is the bracha rishayna is a mezaynus, the bracha achrayna, it seems to be a contradiction. It seems to be a stira. Is it ala mechya or is it borei nefashos? So we're attempting to answer the apparent contradiction by saying it depends on the shita of Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Gamliel says that on the Shivas Aminim you bench, and the Rabbanan say unless it's Mine Dogan, you don't make Shalosh Brachos, you don't bench, you make Halah Eitz. The last line on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishivas Aminim, anything that's from the seven Minim, V'loy Min Dogen, and it's not Min Dogen, V'loy Min Dogen, Hu Oy Min Dogen, V'loy Aso Pas, or even if it is Min Dogen, but it's not made into bread. Now, even in these cases, Rabbi Gamliel, Loy Mer, Shalosh Brachos, he's still bench. But the Chachamim say, V'chomim brocha achas, only a brocha achas. Because if it's the Chachamim say, this is the way we paskin, that if it's one of the grains and it's made into bread, you bench. But otherwise, it's brocha achas. Kol she'ein aloy mishiva samina v'aloy min dogan. But it's something which is not shiva samina and not min dogan, can pass iris v'doichen. If it's made bread out of rice or millet, Rabbi says, you make an alamichya v'chamram v'loy klum, and Chacham say, it's a bari nefashos. So therefore, we want to resolve this apparent contradiction by saying that where it's an alamichya, it's talking, going according to the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. That's where it's a bari nefashos. It's going according to the sheet of the Chachamim. Frank the Gemara, b'maya kim to Rabbi Gamliel. How could you sign and say that that brice, the brice that we had on Amud Aleph, the previous brice, is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, and that where it says on the oires you make an alamichya, I am a sefer the reisha, the sefer of the reisha of that brice, of that previous brice, says im en haprusas kayamois, if you have the bread made out of the grains, and if the pieces are not intact. You make a mezaynus of the seif. Mevorach lebracha achz main shalosh. You make an alamichim. Now, money. Who is this going according to? You're suggesting that that brisa is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, but the seif of the reish of that brisa lechura cannot be Rabbi Gamliel. E Rabbi Gamliel hashta akayseves v'daisa. Even on porridge, on Rabbi Gamliel gimel brachos you bench. So even on dates and porridge, you bench, you manapusas kayamas, if it's made out of grain and the pieces are not intact, mi boya, certainly you would say three brachas you would bench, not an alamich. Yalab shita rabbanan. So it must be that that brisa is going according to the rabbanan, not Rabbi Gamliel. So it seems to be a contradiction because that brisa said that after the rice, you make an alamichya, and the other brisa says that it's Borin of Fosha is Ella, the Gemara answers, Oilam Rabbanan, it is going according to the sheet of the Rabbanan of Atane, Gabi Orez of the Seif, Eina, Mevorach, Allah, Velay Klum, and we have to amend the previous Brisa and say that afterwards, after the rice, that it is a Borin of Fosha and not an Alamichia. So the sheet of the Rabbanan is that on rice and rice cakes, etc., it is, you make a Mezainus, and afterwards it's a Borei Nefoshes, and that's how we pass Kalalacha. Amar Rav, hi, Riyata de Chakloi, this porridge, similar to what we talked about before, the Mavshe Beit Kimcha, if it has a majority of its flour, Mevorach Borei Mezainus, you make a Mezainus, my time of the Smidi Iker, because the flour is the main ingredient, the main component, and therefore you make a Mezainus. De Mechuza, but if it's the type that they make in Bechuza, Deloy Mavshe Beit Kimcha, they don't use a lot of flour. So the other ingredients are more, the oil, the honey, that's the primary ingredient. Mevorach lav shahakol niyam b'dvor. You only make a shahakol. My time, a duv sheikar, because the honey is the main ingredient. But, however, v'haram al-rova, no, that's not so. In both cases, both types of this porridge make mezainis. Why is that? The Rav Shmuel Damar Tarvaya, Rav Shmuel both said, Kol sheyesh boi mechamishas aminim, anything that has in the ingredients of it, it has from the five types of grain, even if it's not the majority, even if it's the mute, the minority of the ingredient, mevorch melav bari meimin zoinus, you still make a bari minay mezainis because of the importance of the chashivas of the chamisha minim. Amar Rav Yosef ha chavitza di ispei perurim. So it's something that it's a cooked machal, and it has pieces of bread. So perhaps something like a souffle. It's a maisa kedera, and it has pieces of bread. So hay chavitza de pirum kezayas, if the pieces of the bread are large enough that their size, a minimum size of a kezayas, mitchila mevorach lamaitzi lechem in haaretz, it's considered like bread, you make a maitzi, ul v'sayif mevorach lav, shalosh brachas, and racha chreina is benching. However, the less bay pirum kezayas, if it, the size of the pieces are less than a kezayas, but chilam evarachalav boreminim mezainas, the first brachas of mezainas, the saif bracha achas main sholish, and the bracha achrayna is alamichim. Amar Rav Yosef mina mina lo. What's my proof to this? Because the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, haya aymer makriv minachas b'Yerushalayim, if a person was makriv the korban mincha in Yerushalayim, aymer baruch shechiyana v'kiyimana v'yigana l'zman hazeh. So he's doing this mitzvah, he makes a shechiyana. Not lon lo'ochlon, now he's coming to eat the mincha is made out of flour. Mevorach ha'maitzi lech min haaretz. He makes a maitzi, he's eating the bread, he makes a maitzi. Vatana Allah. Now, what is the consistency of this mincha? Now, he takes the mincha. Now, as Taisus points out, what we're talking about over here is specifically the mincha that's fried, which is similar to the scenario that we're discussing over here, where we're talking about this michal that had the pieces of bread in it, but it was a michal amasa keder. So now when he takes the mincha, so we say, it's broken into pieces of a kezayas. I mean, he does the kemitza from the mincha, and he has pieces which are the size of a kezayas. So therefore, we see that even though it's fried, but if it has pieces that are in the size of a kezayas, you make hamaitzi. Similarly, in this case over here, of chavitza. How can you say that? Elameata Latana the Beit Rishmol Damar Porchanachi Machzir L'Seilus. He says no, that the mincha after it's fried is broken into very small pieces into it's like a flour. It has the consistency of flour. Hachanami the loy boy bruch hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. You're going to say, well, they don't have pieces which are the size of a kezayas. Are you therefore going to say he does not make hamoitzi? It's not considered bread. Ay v'chitem hachanami. Maybe you'll say that that's the case. V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, lakad mikulam kezayas v'achlan. If he gathered a kezayas worth this and ate it im chometzu onish koras. If it's chometz, it's onish koras. Now, Taisus points out, we're not talking lakad mikulam. It's not referring back to the case of the mincha, because that case of the mincha, it was not chometz. So we're saying in a similar case, if you had a similar type of consistency of something that was similar to the state that the mincha was, we're not talking about the actual mincha itself. If you have something that had that consistency and you gather a kezayis worth of it im achlan, if you ate it im chometz, so if it's Pesach and it's chometz, it has his onish koras. He's considered eating chametz on Pesach. V'matzahu adam yoytze v'yedech v'asu v'pesach. And if it's matzah, he's yoytze, his chiyuv of matzah on Pesach. Now matzah has to be eaten as a bread. Of course, that it's not chametz. It's matzah, but it's as a bread. And he's yoytze, his chiyuv of Pesach. It has to be something that you make hamaitzi. So you see over here that even though it has pieces, small little pieces, they're not a kezayis, it's still considered to be lechem. And you'd make hamaitzi lechem in aretz. More answers. Over here, what are we talking is he took these small little pieces, but then he put it back together. He kneaded it together into one big piece. So you had a big piece, and that's why it's kezayis are more, and that's why you make a maitzi. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, it has to be eaten, to be yaitzah, the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be eaten within a time frame. the time that it takes to eat a pras, achilas pras, between 3 and 9 minutes. Different poskim hold differently. Now, if that's the case, that you took the small pieces, you made it into one big piece, ve'ibashir son, hai sha'achlon, sha'achloimi boyele, achlon is in the plural, he ate the little pieces. If you're telling me that the case is he put it into, combined it into one big piece, it should be in the singular, not sha'er son, sha'achloi, sha'achlon, sha'achloimi boy, he ate it because it's now been put into one big piece. More answers, achmayeskin, and bebo melechem godol. We're talking where it isn't small pieces, in a chanami. We're talking where he did not combine it into one big piece. They are small little pieces, and they're less than excised, but the existing, the initial, original loaf is still intact. So since the big piece, the original loaf is still intact, even though you have now small little pieces, it's still the shame of the bread, of the lechem, is still upon it. And therefore you'd make a moitzi. May have a law. What's the maskonas advarim? Amar Rav Sheshes, hi chavitza. He said the chavitza, aval gavda les bepiruam kezayis mevarach lamaitzi lechem min haaretz. He says, even if you don't have pieces of kezayis, you still would make a maitzi. Even if you have small pieces. Amar Rav Avahu de'ikala turisa de'nahama. However, he says, it has to have the shape of the bread, the appearance, and has to have turisa de'nahama. It has to have the appearance of bread. It has to look like bread. Truknin chayam bechala. Truknin are chay bechala. V'chayasa ravin amar v'yachan truknin patur min chala. And he says they're pots from chala. So it's machlokes if truknin are considered bread or not. What are truknin? Frekdim or my truknin, what are truknin? Amar abaya kuva da'ara. It's kuva da'ara is you put a cavity in the bottom of the oven. In the ground level of the oven, you made a cavity and you poured the batter into that cavity. Then it's a question, is it considered to be bread or not? So that is truknin. When you had a place in the cavity over there, you put in the flour and the water over there, is that considered bread? That's machlokes. V'amar Rabbi Teresa patur min achala. He says, Teresa is pot min chala, my Teresa. Ikadamra gevil matach. Some say it is gevil matach. So it is similar to like a pancake. Like Rashi says, you take the flour, the water, and you beat it, and then you put it on in a frying pan or in an oven on the surface, hot surface of the oven while it's hot. So it's a very loose consistency, it's a soft consistency, and then you put it on the hot surface, and that makes it into, it gives it a form of bread. It's something like a pancake. It doesn't have the entire appearance of bread. It's not like dough, which is a thick consistency and baked. This is a very loose consistency. So this is the case over here where we say that Abaye says Teresa's ptur min achala. It's not considered bread. There's no chiyuv chala on it. And similarly, you would not make hamoitzi. You would make a mezainis and not a moitzi. So ikadamra gevil mat. That's one opinion. Vikadamra nama de hindika. And some say it's nama de indica. It's the type of bread that they used to bake in India, which is opposed to baking it in an oven. It was on a spit and fried on a spit, and they used to baste it with eggs or with oil, and with egg yolk or with oil, and it was basted in that. So it loosely translated could be something like a pretzel, like a thick pretzel. And some say it's a type of bread that they used to put in the kutach mixture. Kutach was a meichel that they made out of sour milk, and they made it out and they put bread pieces in it. And it was this type of bread with this, perhaps we would call it some kind of sour cream mixture. They had pieces of bread that were used into this milk mixture. Tani Rav Chiya lechem asur lekutach p'tur potur min achala. He said that type of bread is potur min achala. It's not called bread, and therefore you would not make a moitzi. Vatanya Chai Bahala. We learned in other brides that you're Chai Bahala. Gemara answers, Hasam Kirtani Taimer Yehuda Imer Masem Echichala. It depends how this bread is made. Asuin ki avin, if it's braided, so if he made it in the form of a bread, so he's just putting pieces of bread into this milk mixture. But if he braided it like bread, like challah, so then he's giving it the chashivas of challah, it's considered bread. So if it's ki avin, chakilamudim, it's pturim. But if he just made it like boards, if he made it like just regular boards and doesn't have the form and the shape of the bread, then it's pturim. Now, what is the issue with the bread that's made for kutach? Why do we have an issue with, and why is it dependent on the shape and the effort that was made to make it? So according to Rashi, the issue is because it was baked in the sun. So it was baked in the sun unless there's a specific effort made to make it look like bread, to have the appearance of bread, it's not considered bread. According to Taisus, it's not because it was specifically made in the sun. It's because it was never made with the intention to serve as bread. It was made for other purposes, but not to be eaten as bread is normally eaten. So that's why it depends on the shape that it's made into.